Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Bob, I was compelled to write about this today as we continue what is rapidly turning into a Stroh's 15-pack. And boy, was I happy back in Buffalo when somebody invented that. Remember that, Bob? The old fire-brewed Stroh's?
Yeah, but I never got to 15. Never.
No?
No.
Well,
not.
We will today. So oh. this is special to be going there with you today. This one, listen, I laugh this off in 5 seconds if it's not for the guy who wrote it. It's Jeff Passan, who I think is a great reporter. I think he's the best insider in Major League Baseball with Ken Rosenthal. He's great on television. I think he's a reporter of high integrity. I don't think he attaches his name to this if he doesn't believe it to be true. He writes that the Pirates were in on Josh Naylor, that they were willing to offer him upwards of $80 million. He wound up signing for 92.5 over 5 years with Seattle. He says they're in on Kyle Schwarber and a tantalizing Japanese slugger who's coming over named Murakami, 25-year-old lefty with, quote, top of the scale raw power and as high a ceiling as any free agent, domestic or international. He says
he's the guy who beat Sadahara O's record. Is that right?
I don't know that.
I think so.
Well,
or at least challenged it. He has that sort of power and that
in this
resume.
Ballpark. So
does Scott Schwarber.
Right.
I mean,
so he says the Pirates are legitimately in on them. Jeff Passan, the same guy who at every opportunity has shredded the Pirates and Bob Nutting. At every opportunity, there was a headline on Awful Announcing that said, "Quote: Jeff Passan is on a mission to show MLB fans why the Pittsburgh Pirates are a problem." He was on the McAfee show saying, "How do you continue to exist as an owner who theoretically wants to win a championship and do so pinching pennies?" This guy is the far opposite of like a bootlicker, and he's the farther opposite of somebody who would attach his name to something he doesn't believe. He's too good. There's nothing to gain for him. So why is this happening, Bob? And is it a case of the Pirates are going to win the just missed on that guy Olympics this offseason where they, quote, just miss on anybody, on everybody? Or does this have your eyes opened here? Does this have your ears perked? What do you make of it?
Well, first of all, I won't believe anything until I see it, regardless, because I think this has been the case over so many years we have talked about this and their abhorrence to spending tons of money on free agent guys. They do it by, you know, piecing together six or seven guys at total of $30 million. You're never going to win like that, in my view. So, should they be in? Yes. I think Jeff Passan went beyond the Pirates just leaking information. I think he knows
absolutely
from agents who he deals with that they actually make legitimate offers, and they were trying to do it. So if the agents say, yeah, the Pirates had an offer of $82 million, we wanted more, at least that tells you they're willing to do it. But my next question for the Pirates would be, then get yourself into a bidding war. If you really want a guy, move up. Don't
right.
You know, if that's your limit and there are other teams involved, then you're going to have to go better than that, because most people wouldn't want to come here given the history. But a lot of players, you know, if they're home run hitters, especially PNC Park right field is a very tantalizing target if you're Kyle Schwarber. So I would just up the offer if that's the case. But I agree with you in that Jeff Passan doesn't need to go on there and try to massage the ego of the Pirates, Ben Cherington, or Bob Nutting.
He's already done the exact
ripped it. Right. So for me, this goes beyond the Pirates saying anything. It's the agents of the players who may be telling him.
I definitely agree with you there. There's no way, because Ben Cherington would say, oh, we're going to be in on these guys, or maybe Bob Nutting would tell him that there's zero chance Passan runs with that. So I do believe that he's talking to agents who are saying, yeah, the Pirates checked in. But here's the thing. The Pirates probably know what a guy like Naylor, for example, is going to go for, right? And maybe they did get, an idea of what the bidding mm-hmm. would be. So who's to say they know he's going for 90 or more and they don't clock in at 82, right? Oh, the Pirates called. They offered 82. Well, did they offer 82 knowing it wasn't going to happen, but that it was going to get out there, that the Pirates made a big offer? And like I said, with Schwarber and this other dude and others, are they going to win the just missed Olympics this offseason? Do they have that part nailed where it's going to get out there that they made a big offer, but wasn't an offer they knew would lose? Do you know
right,
what I mean?
Right, and I'd like to find the follow-up to that. If Passan's on this story, then he should then go back to that agent and said, well, did they move once they found out that Naylor was up to $90 million? Did they have a response to that, or were they stuck at 82 and not moving? Because that, to me, says exactly what they've been doing over the years, and that is supposedly being involved in somebody but then never completing the deal. At some point, you have to complete the deal.
You got to complete
the
deal.
And the only reason why, to me, it's so important now is because of Paul Skenes. He was on Dan Patrick's show yesterday, and he made it pretty clear that it's tough for him to lose everywhere he's been. He has won, and so this is a different phenomenon, but he goes to bed thinking of what might be, what could be. So he's put it out there that he needs help, that they need help.
Limits, did you monitor the Paul Skenes appearance on Dan Patrick? You should have. You're the beat writer.
Yes.
Yes, he says. Maybe later in the show. I didn't know about it either.
He addressed the elephant in the room with Dan Patrick.
Yes, that's why I thought it was interesting. Yeah. He's putting it out there that, hey, this organization needs to do, he's doing it in a very professional way, but he's making it known that they have to do something.
Exactly.
And so hopefully they do. And normally I would just cast this aside and say, well, it's just the same old thing. But now maybe, given the fact they have a very short window, the window was wider a couple of years ago, now it's closing, they need to do something to try to get something out of this next two-year run.
Okay, that brings us to the next one. Oh, Limits, thank you. Some teams are already actually doing things, and there's a big difference between actually doing things and making a, quote, big offer for a guy that you don't get. The Baltimore Orioles traded Grayson Rodriguez, who was a very promising prospect, who then had some decent success in the majors, looked like he was headed for more, and got hurt. Now he's coming back. He's 26. They traded him to Anaheim yesterday for Taylor Ward, a home run slugging outfielder who only has this year on his contract. Well, the Pirates are living in that world too. And Ward has hit 61 home runs the past two seasons. Did the Pirates just miss on him too, Bob?
I don't know. I need to see that kind of bat in this lineup, at least one of them. I think they need more than one, but I think it makes everybody else in the lineup better.
Very interesting that a team got it done, because maybe it's not the free agent route as much as it's Mitch Keller and or some of their prized prospect pitchers that they parlay into hitters. We're going to get deep into that topic.
Would you understand this if I said this to you and think it's okay? Everyone seems to think that they'll spend money only after they trade Mitch Keller and get rid of his contract of $17 million. Yeah. I, on the other hand, think Mitch Keller could be a very important piece to this rotation as not a first or second, but he fits in as a fourth or fifth and a guy who can give you innings. I would rather, if that's the case, because I don't want to see them subtract $30 million in getting rid of contracts and then adding $29 and then $39 million, and it comes out to the same.
I mean, I wouldn't mind that if they brought a hitter back for Keller and spent money.
But I also would think it would be probably best for them to keep him in place because of pitching, and then on their own go out and spend money and add to a payroll, which is still way below where it should be.
Limits? Crack, please. Thank you. Listen to the Pomp and Joe show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. And Bob, it's a high of Mel Blunt today, 47. A low of 37, Jared Jones. And wouldn't it be nice to see him fresh out of spring training or soon after? Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Okay, I'm going to ask you guys, without explanation, give me a yes or a no. Bob, you first, Sadie Limit second, and me third. Will the Pirates' payroll crack $100 million this year?
No.
Can I ask a clarification?
No.
Start of the year or end of the year?
No, come on, Limits. Are they going to start out with $100 million?
Start out, okay. No.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Yes.
You're believing all this. That's good.
I didn't say I was believing all that. All they have to do is raise it by $11 million to get to $100 million, right?
Well, not if they trade. They can do it by trading Keller.
Sure they can.
And not spending to the level you're in. I hope they go to $130 million. I've been clear about that. There's no reason
if
not
they're,
to.
If they bring back Kyle Schwarber or the guy from Japan, it would be like Mardi Gras around here.
Oh, people would love it. Do you imagine the response finally to somebody like that who hit 56 home runs?
I don't believe that's going to happen, but I do believe.
I don't know why he's asking for $30 million. I'd ask for $40 million and then let it come back down to me a little bit.
Both those guys are going to get in excess of $150 million. There's more to that pass-in story, too, regarding Connor Griffin and others. We'll get to that at noon. But Bob, James Franklin's introductory news conference at Virginia Tech. What did you make of this hire?
I love the hire. If I'm Virginia Tech, why wouldn't you take that hire? They have been not a very good football team. They have a rabid fan base down there. Those people are really hungry to win.
Yeah.
It wouldn't take much to compete in the ACC just because the ACC is not a very good conference right now when compared to the other Power 5 conferences or 4 conferences. So I think he's in a great situation. I think he can actually be one of those guys who comes in and with his recruiting base, especially in Virginia where he recruits very well,
yeah.
You could see a scenario where next year he could win the ACC. Clemson's down, Florida State's down. they have a chance to move right in there and rewrite their expectations, because right now they're pretty low. So it's great for them. I think personally he's using this as a stepping stone to a bigger program, and he will in 5 years be somewhere else.
Very interesting, Bob. You're in fuego today. You're seeing the keys this morning.
No, I'm just – I think
that's great stuff.
I think he's going to bring tremendous success, don't you? I mean, if that was the SEC he's competing in, good luck.
Well,
he's found it tough in the Big Ten, given what they have to face every year. This is a different conference.
Here's what I think is that it was a great move by him and them. I do. I don't know what it's going to lead to, but I would bet it would lead to success, because he went to a place where you can win. He was stuck in the Big Ten where he couldn't win.
Right.
And now, he doesn't. Yes.
Is there a pathway to a championship appearance, playoff appearance?
Yes. Yeah. Virginia and Georgia Tech lead the ACC right now. Virginia and Georgia Tech.
And that's another thing. Did you see the rankings that came out yesterday? College football rankings. There are three teams, none of them in the top 12. And for even a conference champ, you better be in the top 12 ranking at the end of the year. Right now, Miami is 13, I think. Georgia Tech is 16, and Virginia is 19.
Yes, it's a path toward winning. He went to a place where he can actually win a conference, which would be very new for him, and that's A. And B, he didn't go down to the SEC or unfamiliar territory. He's in a place where he has recruited and won, you know? So I think it's smart on both ends. Limits, your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm conflicted about it, because I think you guys are right at the point of he recruits that area very well. We know just the good relationships that Franklin is able to create with his players, so he's probably going to take some of the Penn State guys that were already there.
Mm. He'll also steal guys from other places, he's recruited before. I guarantee you can do that.
I would caution Virginia Tech people from big games and what that might be like, but they're not as big of games in the ACC.
Yeah, his big games won't be in Columbus.
So he's in a good spot for him.
Yeah. And them.
And they definitely made this a good hire. And that's probably why I'm conflicted, because I have my thoughts on Franklin, but I think he's going to do decently well there.
Well, what do you mean you're conflicted about what?
Well, obviously, like, I think it was the right decision for Penn State to be able to move on from him.
So if he wins, that'll make Penn State people. Why?
No, I don't think it'll make everybody regret it.
Well, why would it make anybody regret it? Just because he wins the ACC doesn't mean he was ever going to win in Columbus.
Bob, do you ever, when you see your ex-girlfriend off, wish her well and actually want to see her do very well?
Which ex-girlfriend and how long are we talking? depends on
it was an ugly ending. It was an ugly ending with James Franklin and Penn State.
Yeah,
a lot of people do not want to wish him well. I'm not in that camp, but
no,
well,
that's
a very conflicted
to me, that's
fan
sad,
base.
Bob. That would be sad, because James Franklin was a good representative of the university, and he won. He did. He couldn't win the biggest games. He simply couldn't.
But a lot of guys can't win the big games in a lot of conferences, but they take a program and make it step by step into one of the best in the country. And you have to admit, last year they got to the national semifinals. That's pretty good. And people get greedy. Okay, now it's either you make it or you're done. Okay, the next Penn State guy.
Wait, are you saying they shouldn't have fired him?
No, I'm saying that they don't appreciate what they had. There's a way to say goodbye and respectfully. I saw a lot of people just, good riddance, he can't. Okay, fine. If that's how you want to feel, you forget what has happened over the last decade there. He gradually put him up. Could they win the big game in the Big Ten? No. But how many coaches are in that boat? You know, if you can also make a decision that backfires, and then all of a sudden things start changing and going the other direction, you can't find the right guy.
Yeah, you know? Sometimes it's just time. He did pretty good work there, and I would wish him well, and I hope he succeeds at Virginia Tech. And I also feel like it had become pretty, pretty blanking obvious that he was never going to get over the hump. I'm sorry, he wasn't in the Big Ten or winning a national championship. I mean, the numbers are just mind-blowing when you look at his numbers against top teams, against Ohio
terrible.
State and Michigan. Yeah. Like, suddenly it was going to change? I don't think so.
But that does not mean he didn't do a good job over that time.
It
and it does not mean that people can't give him warm regards. Move on. That's fine. You did your time here. We appreciate it. Now we need to go on. The next guy coming in, whoever that may be, I wonder, you know this better than anyone, Austin, because you go to these games and follow them. What will the reaction be, no matter who it is, in terms of year one? What is the expectation in year one versus 2 years from now?
Well, I think the expectation, obviously, is to win, compete, and get back to the playoff. It's not go to the Big Ten Championship, win the Big Ten Championship. But if you get back to the playoff in year one, I think that should be a successful season. Because when you look at their schedule right now,
Why isn't it win a national championship right away? I thought that was the goal at Penn State.
That would be my question. It's like you're bringing whoever it is. It better be quicker
results.
You're
not bringing in somebody to rebuild Penn State's football program. You're bringing in somebody who immediately should be competing for a national championship. I thought that's why you got rid of the last guy.
So you think that going to the playoffs for a guy that's in his first year at the program with all the roster turnover and potentially winning a playoff game or two
deliver
is better than a guy
limits.
In a 12th season that is
deliver the baby
statistically
right
known for losing all of these big games?
No, there is a little honeymoon period. I will grant you that. There should be. I mean, you can't
couple
expect
weeks,
them.
Maybe.
But I
tell
also
me about their schedule.
Yeah, so their schedule next year is very easy. There's no Indiana.
No Ohio State.
There's no Ohio State
no
on
Ohio
that schedule.
State, right? That's what I thought I saw.
Michigan is the hardest game, and obviously the non-conference schedule is bad.
This but honeymoon will be shorter than a Kardashian marriage, Bob. It'll last about 3 weeks.
They have USC, but that game's at home.
That's a good one.
Their toughest road game is probably at Wisconsin, well, at Michigan, but also at Washington. So they should be able to go 10-2 at least, dependent, no matter who is the coach.
My thoughts exactly. And the new guy better bring in or have a star quarterback or he's not worth bringing in, right?
If it's the Missouri guy who, if I had to bet on anybody right now, this is not an inside knowledge thing, I would say it's probably him. That's what the betting markets are saying. He's going to probably bring Bo Prabula back, Bob. Bo Prabula will be back as the Penn State quarterback.
Well, again, I just want to see the reaction when they don't get to a playoff in the first year, because I think more realistically, if I had to bet, no matter who it is, it's going to be hard for them to get back to a playoff in year one. Then I want to see what reaction is at that point.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.